Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 56. Today you can listen to an interview I made with Santo Gavuar, a student at the University of Page, who defended his thesis today. He wrote about translating Wikipedia articles into Hungarian and what he can learn from this experience. So you analyzed in your thesis Wikipedia articles. Specifically, you analyzed what? You analyze the translation of your translation of what kind of articles on Wikipedia?
First, I dealt with subjects which were just for leisure, let's say, which interested me anyway, outside of scholar world. But then I realized that this would be a very useful tool for preparing for exams at school. And after 2.5 years, I decided to write my thesis on a subject which was in my daily life for a long time.
Right, which is literature, or translating these articles, you mean?
Yes, I was translating articles in the subject of literature, a little bit of linguistics, some cultural subjects.
Right, so it was both, from French and English into Hungarian, mostly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What were they about? Like, what literature?
Yes, literature of some countries, mm-hmm. and British and American authors.
Right, like and contemporary or
any.
Like they would be like Shakespeare.
From Middle Ages to postmodern.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now there's this debate about whether or not at universities and colleges students should be consulting. Have you heard about such debates about Wikipedia?
Sure, I have. Jimmy Welsh, one of the co-founders of Wikipedia, says that Wikipedia might not be reliable as a source of reference, but it's a very good point of departure. Mm-hmm. So it's good to start with.
Starting point.
Mm-hmm. Starting point, yes. And if I was a student again, and I started to look for information on Wikipedia, then I would definitely check the discussion page of an article, and even more, I would check the users and the contributors who made that article. They have their own labor there, the past editing.
So that means that the more they have already. So how would you check that? Why? What would you find?
For example, if I checked the profile of a user,
an editor, mm-hmm.
then I could find obvious
qualifications.
Mm-hmm. For example, a community, the Wikipedia community, will award some prizes for good editors.
Oh. So it's not just I say on Wikipedia that I am a PhD.
No.
Because, of course, anyone can say that.
It's
also how the community thinks and what they say about that particular contributor.
Absolutely.
These awards are like, there are various levels or...
No, it's not like that. Anyone can give an award to anyone. But by now, I think I have gained some knowledge about behavior patterns on Wikipedia. Uh-huh.
So the internal views you have.
There are traces that can show you that this editor is reliable and conscious in editing.
Right.
actual names of these people don't appear on the actual page, in the actual pages, right?
Depends on his will.
Preference. Okay, preference. What they decided. Mm-hmm. So any of these contributors that you would recommend as a reliable author?
Just now from art in Hungarian?
Like someone that you know whose writing is in English or French. You read and translated?
No one article belongs to one editor.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, but we can always check the actual percentage, even or.
What's this percentage? It's like a quantitative evaluation of.
You can see a quantitative designation on the discussion page and history page of the articles. The contributions you can classify. You see a long list.
Yeah.
And then you will find some bots, and you can see after you can every line contains loads of information,
mm-hmm.
and one of the information is the edit content.
Right.
And from the contents, you can judge which editor contributed to most.
Well, of course, quantity of contribution doesn't equal quality. I mean, I could write whatever I want, however much I might have time to.
You're absolutely right.
And they, of course,
right.
can be then later omitted by another editor if they are junk.
It is true. Mm-hmm. But once we are convinced that that editor is a valuable user of the community of Wikipedia, in Wikipedia, then we don't judge anymore that his quality. You can simply watch his contribution to an article.
Or her, as the case.
His or hers, yes.
Do you think in terms of gender it's like balanced or not so?
I have no information idea. At all.
No, okay. Now, in terms of the future, do you see Wikipedia around in the next 5-10 years, or do you think they will just disappear? There'll be something else replacing it. Mm. Do you think it's here to stay, or do you think it's here to disappear?
For a couple of years, it will remain
mm-hmm.
an important source of information, that's for sure.
For sure.
Because I think the strength of Wikipedia is that it gives you a very quick and focused mm-hmm. topic or information.
Yeah. Do you still check it sometimes, even though...
I use it, yes.
And you would recommend it to listeners of Takeoff?
But make it carefully.
Mm-hmm.
There are articles where there's no reference at all.
Yeah, of course.
You have to know
what... There's actually like a message there. Be careful, or we need references for this specific, particular entry. Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You've been listening to my conversation with Santo Gabor about Wikipedia. And that concludes Takeoff 56. And until next time, take care.